This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
AMP present.
Eco Intervention.
I always looked up to Gordon. I mean, we all thought he was a successful one. No one realized he was over his head.
One day, I'm thinking, who is this guy? Doesn't he care what will happen to his kids?
The addict in this program thinks he is in a documentary. He does not know. He is about to face an eco intervention.
The world just can't take it anymore. I can't. Taking out late to fill up your tank? You think we don't know?
It's all out there now, Gordy. Everybody knows. You've got to have it, and it's not doing anyone any good. Time is up. It's running out, man. Quitting is the only way out.
When Eco Intervention returns, we sneak a peek at Gordy's garage.
Eco Intervention.
Gordon looks just like a normal guy. He commutes an hour each way every day to support his family. Or is he just supporting his habit? While Gordon is inside glued to the TV watching his favorite NASCAR race, we will take a tour of his garage, his crib, with worried wife, Annette. Annette, you have a big two-car garage, and yet your little car is parked out here in the driveway. Can you show us what is inside?
Sure, come in. But this isn't really my territory. This is Gordy's collection, and he loves this stuff as much as he loves me. I'm sure of it. That's his truck there.
Gordon has a brand new one-ton pickup truck. All tricked out, it's easy to tell there's a big V8 under the hood.
It's a four-wheel drive, but Gordy doesn't go anywhere out of town. He's in it every day, going to work, and out in the evenings, visiting friends, looking for cheap gas wherever he can find it. He fills up at least twice a week at $100 a pop. Since our mortgage went up, he's putting it all on Visa. He thinks I don't know, but I found the bill. We just can't afford his oil habit anymore. But Gordy can't see that. He's hooked.
This other car, is it a racing car?
That's his hot rod. He's had it since high school, like it's holy or something.
As we look around, I can see all kinds of gasoline-powered machinery. Gordon has a snowmobile, an off-road motorcycle, and look here, the whole collection of power yard tools.
He loves to ride on that mower, and we can't get him to put the leaf blower down. Gordon used to rake the leaves. Now he hangs out in the yard, blasting every last leaf. I think he's trying to look busy, so he doesn't have to help me with the housework. I hardly see him without an engine running.
Stay tuned. When we come back, Gordon will take us for a ride as we follow his need for oil.
Eco Intervention.
Gordon and Annette have been fighting over Gordon's addiction to oil. Although they live near a mass transit line, Gordon has never used it. He drives 3 blocks to the convenience store just for a soft drink. Gordon's growing weight is worrying his family.
Let's face it, transit stinks. It's for losers. People are on my case about my truck, but then they always like to ride along. It's big, and I like it that way. Then, when I get home, there's all this yard work, so yeah, I need some power tools.
How long have you been living this way?
That's the way everybody lives. We've always used oil. Maybe I use more than most, but that's just me. I buy the stuff at cost at Walmart. And there's plenty of places in town you can get gas, wherever you need it. Just look around this town. Everybody's doing gas, not just me.
Coming up next, Gordon thinks he's going to help his friend Norman fix his car. He doesn't know his family is waiting to beg him to change.
Eco Intervention.
Gordon Wilson lives in suburbia. On the outside, his 6,000-square-foot house looks quite normal in this neighborhood. But hidden in the backyard is a 4,000-watt patio heater, a giant gas barbecue, and yet another V8 truck. And back in his palatial storage shed, Gordon has 21,000 Christmas tree lights waiting for the annual contest with his neighbors. Tonight, the whole yard is lit up as bright as day. All the lights in the house are on, too, as we await Gordon's arrival. We have his sister, Ginny, on the speakerphone. Wife, Annette, and his best buddy, Norman, are nervously waiting. As a counselor, I'll try to help the family to steer Gordon toward the treatment he needs. Gordon is coming in now.
Hello, love.
Hi there.
What is going on here? Is this some kind of trick?
Gordon, your friend and family are here to help you. They want you to quit using oil. You need to withdraw as quickly as possible. Your sister Ginny is on the speakerphone. She will start.
Gordon, I would have flown out there for this, but that would just add tons more carbon dioxide to the problem. You don't understand that, I know, but I have kids to think about. What will their climate be like, Gordy? Do you ever think about that? My little girl has asthma. I can't have her around you, Gordon. She'd choke on your exhaust. Do you care about that? Do you even know when you leave your engine running? You're my brother, but I can't be around you. I just can't breathe when I'm around you. I want the old Gordy, the brother that had fun walking or riding a bike. Well, what happened? You need to go for treatment, Gordon. Nobody can stand what is happening now.
Come on, this is crap. You all like my new truck. Everybody wanted a ride. Anyway, I need to get to work, so just leave me alone.
Gordon, you know I promised for better or for worse, but we just can't afford to go into debt, to keep paying off people we don't know. You could sell all that stuff and we'll pay off the bills. I know about the late-night visits to the pump, you cruising around town for the best prices. You're only fooling yourself. Gordon, we have to think about our future. You've changed. You just drive around and then sit in front of the TV. And I can't stand all the noise. Gordon, we've arranged a place for you to go, to get away from the temptation of oil. I'm begging you, get off oil. It's just no good for you, no good for any of us.
Gordon, your family has arranged a visit to a solar-powered facility. There is an electric car waiting outside right now to take you to an eco-village.
An electric car? Some stupid little car. What will the neighbors think?
Gordon, it goes from 0 to 80 in less than 4 seconds.
Well, that sounds all right. Maybe I could. Can I drive?
Maybe after a while, Gordon. First, you need to get used to transit. You'll learn to install a solar panel and use low-powered LED lights. At night, it will be dark outside.
I can't. I love all my stuff. It's part of who I am.
Gordy, you know we go way back to high school. The oil is running out, buddy. The price is just going to keep going up, draining you, draining your family. All your money just goes to the oil gangs. And the climate is going nuts. You know that, Gordon. The floods, the fires last summer.
I know. I know it in my heart. It's just so hard to give it up. Something you've had. Whenever I get down.
Will you go now, Gordon? Are you ready to give up oil?
I'll give it a try. Okay. Let's go.
I love you, Gordy.
Good for you, Gordy. Bye.
Come back clean, buddy.
Gordon went to Eco Village for 90 days. He came back fit and tanned. Gordon sold all his vehicles. He bikes and uses transit, but he's still afraid he'll go back to oil. It has been 6 months since his last visit to the pumps. Gordon is clean for now. If you know someone who is addicted to oil, arrange an eco intervention before it's too late and send them to ecoshock.org.